It's episode 22 of series 2 of Fab Life with Lauren and Lee, and we are just about recovered from two things.
One of those things is this horrific heat. Have you melted? Have you survived? Are you burnt to a crisp?
And we have just about recovered from Lee's birthday, which was an epic celebration and a fabulous time had by all.
We have all the gossip from the day on this episode of Fab Life with Lauren and Lee.
Come on one, come on all, it is episode 22. Is it 22? It must be even, because I'm starting. That's the rules, them's the rules. Of Fab Life with Lauren and Lee, season 2. Lee, we're talking everything about the B-days. Are you ready? Are you blushing? Are you still hungover? Let's go, tell me everything.
Well, just before we do that, when you just said them's the rules, it reminded me of Boris Johnson's resignation speech. What does that even mean?
I don't know. Like, I think he thought he was like being a bit gangster or something, but like, them's the breaks. Do you follow Alistair Green on Twitter? He does like loads of comedy videos. And he did it and he was like, them's the breaks. Peace out, guys. And he did it like he was doing a... Honestly, like, what was he talking about? So I'm just adjusting my mic a bit, actually. Hi, everyone.
But it also like came across as like, you know, I've tried everything, but, you know, I guess what happens, happens. And it's like he just couldn't accept that he's such a fucking imbecile.
Honestly, oh, God. It was really short as well, but you wanted to die for the whole 2 minutes he was talking. Well, I did. Yeah. What about you? Oh, awful. Awful human being. Them's the breaks. It's going to be Rishi in it next. Just a politic corner quick. How do you feel about that? Buddy little Rishi is going to be the next what's-his-chops prime minister, isn't
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's that in the bag for Rishi because, you know, each time they
it's
have a vote...
It's all games, isn't it?
Yeah. And I don't know whether Penny Mordaunt might just swoop in and take it. Although, because I feel like she's least kind of tarnished by anything.
Well, she doesn't believe climate change is real, you know, apparently.
Oh, doesn't she?
She funded a lot of anti-climate change companies or something like that when it was coming about.
Well, she might have changed her mind over the last fucking couple of days. Just before we got onto the birthday chat, how have you coped? Luckily, I've not been in London over the last 2 days, but even here, where I'm near the seaside and there's always a breeze, has been horrendous. Horrendous.
It's too much. I'm a good sleeper, but honestly, have you had weird dreams as well? Like,
I had a weird dream last night.
Because you're in and out of sleep. And like, I feel like the whole world was awake. So in the night a few times, everyone's obviously got the windows open. We could hear people talking or going like, ugh, in their flat, like, you know, like whatever. And so I kept like waking up and then it was part of my dream and I felt there was someone in the room. Like, it was all just like so bizarre.
So bizarre. How bizarre? How bizarre?
How bizarre?
How bizarre?
Any weird happenings? Because we had a picture just fall off the wall and there was no breeze, but the hook has like got so hot that it's like melted. So it just has started bending. It just fell off the wall.
No real weird one. So I always have a fan in my room and I can tell my Google Home to turn it on. It's got like a smart plug. But I've always got it just generally. Anyway, so my fan was on Monday. Halfway through the day, I'm like, hold on one second. I realised I didn't have my fan on full speed.
Oh, how dare you?
Well, going from the lowest speed to the highest, it was like, vroom, so that was a game changer. And then last night I put it on my chair. Well, I did that life hack that they tell you about, you know, where you put a bowl of ice water in front of the fan.
Did it work?
I'm glad you asked, Lauren, because it didn't make a blind bit of fucking difference. Like, I built up more of a sweat carrying the bowl of ice to my fan. Nothing. I was like, this is stupid. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I used not enough like water or whatever. Anyway, then today I woke up and I was like, it's still hot in the house. And obviously like we hadn't had a lot of the windows open like I had, but in the, on the landing and stuff and in the hall. Anyway, and then I was like, guys, it's cool outside, so we opened up all the windows and you could just feel the fresh air. It's like you could breathe again. Oh, but I was, because I love the heat. But I was watching a load of people on like Twitter and stuff being like, no one moans when we go to hot countries and we want this weather and blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking like, and you know how people were going like, oh, you know, it's different abroad. I wanted to say, hold on. I don't even like it when it's 40 degrees abroad. Like, I don't go abroad for 40 degree weather. Yeah. I go for like 30. I think for me, 34 is the maximum I can withstand before I'm like, this is too much.
Yeah.
Optimum. Yeah. Yeah. And so, like, so I was thinking, okay, I'm really annoyed. I've got a fly that keeps flying around. Oh, that is no. The only annoying thing. People may be able to spot it on YouTube.
I can't hear it, so it must be being quiet. Must know you're recording.
But is that a plane going overhead, Lauren?
Oh, my God, and I just heard a bird chirping in yours as well. Is there a bird chirping?
I've got the patio doors open. So for any ambiance sounds today, guys, I'm really sorry. You will hear it.
There is a plane. I've got the...
All I'm going to say is, oh my God, is it a bird? Is it a plane?
No, it's Fab Life with Lauren and Lee.
Oh my God, that couldn't have been timed any better, does it? Lee's got a bird, she's got a plane.
Love it.
That's the name of this episode. Is it a bird or is
it's
it a plane?
It's got to be. No. It's got to be.
Yeah, we've probably got some birds cheeping, but this room is so hot that I've just had to open the patio door slightly. So apologies for any ambiance sounds that you might hear. The heat yesterday, you know, when it's 28 degrees, I'm loving life. I'm in the sun. I'm absolutely loving it.
There's a breeze. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Yesterday and the day before, I just thought, this isn't okay. I don't feel right about this.
No. You know? I saw some absolute, like, twat bag woman on the news. You know, when they were in Trafalgar Square and they were interviewing tourists? Because obviously, if you come to London for, like, a few days, you've only got the 3 days. And if it happened to be the last 3 days, you would have just, like, died. So you've got to still do all your bits that you can do. And obviously, loads of businesses were shut because we just don't have the infrastructure, you know? We don't have aircon really here, do we? And they was interviewing all these people and they're like, oh, we're just drinking lots of water, you know, like staying in the shade, blah, blah, blah. And it was this one American woman. Well, she was actually English. She was like, well, we live in America, so I'm not really sure what all the fuss is about because this is normal for us. And I was like, you're the most hated person on British TV today. Like, you're not getting the point. She was so pompous about it. You know, and you're just like, she made my blood boil like instantly. I was like, God damn you. She just didn't understand.
Like, it's such a stupid thing to say because it's like you're almost acting like we all live in America and we don't. So you've answered your own question there, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And every fucker in America has aircon, which is probably adding to the whole climate crisis in itself, right?
True, true. But we will need aircon in years to come.
Oof, we need it next year. We need it ASAP.
I even made a joke because I saw on the news that... someone was like, Scotland has recorded its highest ever temperature. So I made a joke and said, oh God, I wonder if they've reached double figures. But then afterwards, I felt a bit dirty, like making that joke. I was like, oh, it's not even something I can laugh about anymore. Like I still made the joke. I didn't delete the tweet, but I just had to write like, I feel a bit bad making that joke. Like Scotland's always called, ooh, have they gone into double figures? Hot, hot, hot. But actually it was a bit like, it's too hot to even make jokes about this. Like it's clearly not okay. And thank God it wasn't this hot on Saturday when we were all, it was a hot on Saturday. It was boiling. It wasn't as hot as bloody Monday and Tuesday. Thank Christ. Cause I don't think we would have, well, one of us would have got heat stroke with the amount of stuff we drank.
100% and fizz. It just makes you go all like hot and giggly anyway. And where we, like, let's go from the beginning. We obviously all went for bottomless brunch. It was delicious. Jones and Sons, definitely recommend it. The service was excellent. Not a dry glass.
Incredible. Yes.
Not a dry glass.
Not a dry glass.
But we were under this like awning like that was made out of like glass but like clouded. So we were basically in a greenhouse. And
yeah, it was odd because it was outside, but it was like
there was no breeze.
No, I assume that's for if it rains slightly that it can cover it up, but
yeah,
it wasn't fully covered. It was all a bit weird.
Greenhouse
but effect. What a great time was had. I mean, it was just, I don't think there was anything that like, I would change. It was just so good. Even getting to, like, taxis to and from places didn't seem like a stress. It was like, yeah, we'll see you there. Like, everything just seemed just to run really smoothly and great. I mean, I don't remember a lot of it. I was smashed, like...
From what point? Totally. From what point?
Well, I do remember a lot of it. I've got, like... But I don't remember how the whole day goes. So what I'm saying is maybe there were things that were going wrong.
People arguing.
I just had such a great time. No, the group really gelled, didn't they? Like, real gel of a group.
It was such a good group of people. Because you had, like, a mixed match of, like, home friends, you know, London friends, newer London friends, like Hannah, an old roommate. And then you had a couple of plus ones as well, which, you know, sometimes plus ones have got to work extra hard, haven't they? You know, to get in there. Because we all have a bit of a rapport. They've got to get, like, extra in there. Everyone just, like, got on so well, and karaoke, what a blessing, because everyone got up. We were
what a blessing. Well, it was so funny because Holly, who listens to the pod, I started the day off at hers, and we did like Bloody Marys and had like breakfast and stuff,
spicy rim. And she told me she did a spicy rim that we discussed on the pod. It's like so
and she goes, I'm just going to spectate at karaoke. I don't think I'll be doing it. Well, at one point, it was an audience with Holly Robinson. Like, she was not off that mic with Chicago. Like, he had it coming.
Freddie mentioned
Freddie sent me a text saying, like, what a great time was had and blah, blah, blah. All your friends are lovely. I can't get over Chicago, which was simply astonishing.
He mentioned it in our, like, rundown the next day. He was like, oh, and can we talk about the six women for Chicago? I was like, professionals, honestly, they've done that before. So
they have. Well, that's what they used to do in, like, the old dance troupes. And the fact that it was even on karaoke, like, I don't know how that came to be.
Classic.
Yasmin said I was hilarious because I kept, like, almost trying to MC the night. Apparently. She said, I like the fact that after everyone sung, I'd come on the mic and go, please give them a round of applause. Put your hands together.
Someone wasn't quiet in with the music, you were like, come on, let's keep this entertaining. Like, as in, like, this you were like,
apparently, like, halfway through yours and Roshni's song, which was some sort of dance song, I don't remember this, I was like, no one knows this, it's shit, and turned it off. I mean, that's terrible.
I don't think you did. I think it was near the end.
Oh, didn't I? I mean, you and Freddie did a fantastic rendition of Love Shack, I have to say.
Well, even you were helping Freddie because you were like, come on, do you not know this? Like, you were like helping him out.
Yes, he was struggling. Although you really nailed that. Tin roof! Rusted!
I did it twice because it was like, you know what was good about this venue, I will say? There were shorter versions of the songs because sometimes when there's instrumentals, you have to stand there. You know, if you do like Queen or something, which none of us did, thank God, you have to be stood there in the 2 minute instrumental. Like,
These were the
karaoke version. So it was like, they're only like 2 minutes long each. So good.
Yeah, so for anyone listening, we booked a private karaoke room, so it was just us in the room. And actually, when I arrived, because I'd pre-booked it weeks before for an hour and a half, and when I arrived, I just knew, I was like, we're going to need longer. We're going to need longer. So I extended it by half an hour.
Yeah, you
and,
did.
And that,
well done.
Holly was like, that's what made me laugh about Holly, being like, I'm just going to spectate. She was like, I didn't want karaoke to end, because it was like, because there were so many of us as well, it went really quick, but it wasn't like the same people doing the same songs.
No, everyone was like having wide genre of music, wasn't it? Yasmin's One Night Only, the disco version, which is my favourite version of the song, can we discuss? That got everyone up on the feet. It was like the end of the show number. And then Adele was the encore. It was like, this is your last song. And then we were like, and then we did a slowie for the masses.
And then Kate sent me a video and I do a speech during her speech in song. And I'm like, I don't know what shite I'm talking during this speech. I'm like, I love you all. And I basically timed the speech to end when the music ended. And Kate was like, oh my God, he's timed it. He's timed it, guys. Yeah. And I was like, just instinctive.
Has she got the footage?
And then we ended up at
we
Freedom.
Need that footage.
She has got the footage. I'm not sure it can see the light of day, but I'll find stuff that it can.
got no content because I was having such a good time that I got zero content.
Yeah.
So the selfie, the picture of me I put on my Instagram, it's like the only bit, and that's because Yasmin took it off me and sent it to me because she was like, here's your pictures. And I was like, I just didn't have my phone. I kept just leaving my bag. I was having such a good time. I was just running off.
Sign of a great night. We ended up at Freedom, this nightclub, and bless him, he let us all straight in, didn't he? We just went straight into the little VIP. What about, can you remember when we got moved out of VIP and I was like, this must be some sort of mistake.
Into like the ice zone or something. It was all blue and like white and blue.
I was like, this isn't okay. So I went back upstairs to speak to them and they were like, yeah, no, he shouldn't be. You shouldn't have been moved. Go back in. We were like, guys, back in.
Why did they move you? Did they hope that someone's going to book that area we were in or something? And then
the bouncer thought we had just infiltrated it. And she was like, right, you need to go out of here now. It's someone else is doing it. So then when I went back up, he radioed down to her and was like, no, that is him. And she like was really apologetic afterwards. She just didn't
think
know.
She was just new on shift. She didn't know who we were.
She was just new. Listen, no harm done, you know. No harm done. But she was sacked the next day. No, she wasn't.
I love it when we all left as well. We were like, bye, thanks so much, bye. Well, you didn't. You were the last man standing, which is rightly so when it's your birthday, isn't it?
I know, but how I did that after the bottomless Prosecco, I do not know. I mean, they were, you know, so for a bottomless brunch, for anyone who hasn't ever been to one, generally you finish your drink and they'll, but they'll find you and they'll top you up, won't they? Well, ours was bottomless gin and tonics, vodka tonics, mimosas and fizz. I think it was just that.
Yeah.
And there was 17 of us at this, no, 16 of us at this meal. And so she just came over and plonked bottles down and was like, pour yourselves. And honestly, and the minute we finished a bottle, she replaced it. It was unreal.
She just said, turn it upside down and then I'll replace it. And at the end...
The food was fantastic.
So lovely. French toast. I had two French toasts. Unlimited food as well, gang, here, where we went. It was so good.
Yeah, I really recommend that place in Dalston. It's called Jones and Sons. Write it down. I cannot recommend it enough.
It was worthy.
Because I was a bit worried because...
A film as well.
Yes, Boiling Point, apparently. I've never seen it.
I've watched it. It's all right. It's all done in one shot, so that's quite why it's interesting.
Oh, is it? It's arty. It's arty,
stylish,
you know.
Yeah.
But no, honestly, I had such a good time. I had such a fantastic time. And... Yeah, 32. Things are looking up.
Things are looking up. Oh my God, I'm overwhelmed. We need to do it again next year. It was just such a good time had by all.
Although, how were you the next day?
I was a bit worse for wear, to be honest. What did we do the next day? Oh, I had to go. I went and saw my friends as well in town, and I was like,
oh, you got back on it, didn't you?
I don't mind like getting back on it. So we went into Covent Garden, into this like street food, Seven Dials Market. And then we went to an escape room and we were like, oh my God, what are we doing? They double booked us. So we didn't go in the escape room, thank God. I don't think I would have been able to get out actually in the state I was in. And we just went to the pub.
Yeah.
But my friend is always up for it, Laura. She's like, bang on it. She's a bit like us, to be honest. And Freddie went, I'm going to the bar for Lauren. Do you want anything? And he was like, tequila? And he was joking because he was trying to not drink. And she went, yeah, all right. And he was like, oh. So he shot himself in the foot because as soon as he asked for the first drink, she went for it. So we did a tequila shot at like fucking 2 p.m.
Well, friend of the pod, Stuart, got tequila in the first place. And that was just downhill
from
then on in.
He loves the tequila.
He loves tequila, doesn't he? And it was just fab. And I had a lovely Dolly Sticks cookie as well the next day, which was great. Yeah. I needed the sugar because we drove
birthday
back.
Cake.
My friend Kirsty drove me back. So,
of course. Kirsty,
which actually
what an
wasn't
absolute
too bad.
Ledge.
She oh, yeah,
was
she's
a right
great,
hoop.
She?
And she came all the way down. What a trooper.
I know.
Oof, I hope she wasn't too bad on the drive.
She was all right, actually. She wasn't too bad. I was terrible because I got in about 3 or 4 a.m. Holly found me just slobbed on the arm. I'd fallen asleep on an armchair, like She was like, Lee, it's 8 a.m. So I went back to sleep and then, yeah, but I was fine. It was quite good to just get back. But I'd had a great week as well. I did a gig in Brighton the day before.
Tell us about these gigs. You were ever so busy.
Oh, I was. And well, it was so fun, but there was loads of stag do's in. So I was a bit like, oh God, here we go. Just because sometimes they just join in and it's all about them because they think a stag do will go to a place like that and assume everyone else who's there has bought tickets for their stag. It's like,
and anything they are the center of the fucking universe. Yeah.
Yeah. Boring. And it was so funny because there was a hen do in, and sometimes hens can be just as bad, but they were like lovely and polite and nice, and the stags were just like, and like halfway through the show, it was like the interval, and this guy just barged into the green room, didn't like barge in, but just walked in, and we were all like, excuse me, this is for the talent, thank you.
Yeah.
And I was like, anyway, he was like, all right, guys, I just need to ask you, I'm here with my apprentice, Darren, and I just want you to just rip the shit out of him. And we were all just like, okay, just please leave. Like, and
that's not,
you know, when
works,
you think,
yeah,
oh, you've come to a comedy night not for comedy, you want a roast, you want to, yeah, someone, yeah, to just take the piss out of poor Darren's probably like 17 year old electrician. He's just started in his job, and his bloody boss, who's in his 50s, like, come on, it's Darren's initiation. And you're just like, I don't have the mental capacity to give a shit
about
Darren.
You and Darren, and yeah,
no, and like, get out of the green room. I'm drinking wine. Get out.
Get the fuck out. It's funny as well because a lot of people don't understand that, like, every comedian, well, most comedians, have a script. Like, they have, like, the bit that they're going to do. And obviously you've got loads of stuff in your arsenal, so you can, like, move about a bit. But I think he just assumed you come out and just pick on someone and that's it. And then you go from there. It's like, it's not, I kind of got a plan, actually, babes, of what I'm going to do tonight.
Yeah, yeah,
and Darren's not in it, unfortunately.
But it was, it's great because the venue is called Brighton Comedia. I've just been booked actually today for a few more in August, one where I'm emceeing and then another over Pride weekend, which will be fab.
Amazing. Lovely little venue, isn't it, in there as well?
Yes. Well, in the green room, they've got like old posters of like acts that have been and gone. So there was Sean Locke from like the 90s.
Oh, R.I.P.
There was
Sean.
Yeah, there was like Omid Jalili.
Jalali,
I say his name wrong. Omid Jalili. There was Graham Norton from like 1999 or even probably less than that.
Oh my God, amazing.
And it's called Graham Norton and his amazing hostess trolley. And he's like that on the poster. And it's just like, it was just a real throwback of like proper old school comics. And
yeah,
you're like, oh
circuit.
My God, like the venue's quite iconic as a comedy venue in Brighton. And it was sunny in Brighton on that Friday. And I walked down. The only thing that lets it down is it's a pebble beach.
Oh, I know the pebs. You can't really get that comfy, can you? You've kind of got to have carrying your own chair. I know what you're saying about the pebbles. It's a bit rocky.
And
before,
you're
actually
always on edge because you think you're going to get attacked by a seagull as well.
Yeah, because they're basically like humans-sized, aren't they, in Brighton, as we've discussed before with the Holly and the Chip situation. Can we discuss Kirsty with a crow on her head or a raven or whatever it was?
So sure.
a friend of the pod and friend of Lee's who came to his birthday was introduced as the woman who once had a crow on her head. So
who did you introduce her as that?
Kate. She was like, Kirsty. She was like, do you know about our friend who had a crow on her head? And I was like, what? I was like, well, she's hilarious
she
and what's
viral.
A crow landed on her head. No, she
yeah,
didn't.
Yeah. It does, you know, she did explain it by the name explains everything. She was in the garden. She went viral on TikTok. She sent us this TikTok and she goes, guys, look what's just happened. And all you can see is her face. And she pans the camera up. And this crow is just sat on her head, like this massive fuck-off crow. Anyway, loads of the comments are obviously taking the piss. But apparently crows, like, are really super intelligent. And if you, like, if crows befriend you, it's a sign, like, they're really loyal. And, like, you can get them to do your bidding, people were saying. I don't know who
was
saying
this. So she had her own,
this.
Like, Iago. She was Jafar.
She set up a Deliveroo business through Kroger's. It's Kroger. Like, imagine just coming from the shops with a bag. Like,
oh my god.
No. But yeah, and crows will protect you. But yeah, she had a fucking crow that just landed. She was sat there doing garden and she felt something on her head. Now, I don't know how she didn't just like go like, oh. Well, it must, I don't know. She just probably saw that the Kirsty, if you don't know Kirsty, she is the type of person, like, if you had us all in a police lineup and they said, right, one of these has once had a crow land on the head, they'd go, Kirsty. Like, you just know. You just know it's Kirsty. but yeah, she, I mean, that is all there is to say. A crow landed on her head, and it's,
it they're pooed on her head though, crows. I think, as well.
Oh, did it poo?
It pooed, Kate said, apparently, and she didn't notice that until everyone else watched the video, and you're like, did you not notice it pooed as well?
Oh yeah, yeah, because when you look in the, when you look at the video, yeah, you see a bit of shit come out its arse.
Oh, God. So, and yeah, she didn't feel it. Well, she didn't feel a crawl landing on her head. She's not going to feel a bit of poo, is she?
No.
She surely just realises a crawl there. Oh, God, I love her.
But, yes, it was a fantastic night had by all. We there were so many lovely Fab Lifers that sent lovely messages. And also, you've just uploaded today the first drink, last drink reel.
Which I just thought I'd get everyone excited for this episode, because that really, like, shows a lot of the guest list there. And, yeah, I love that trend as well. It's so good. And it's never your last drink, because you never remember to actually film your last drink.
No, and you also are exactly the same as your first drink. It's really annoying.
I think I'm better on my last drink.
I've got a necklace on, and in my last drink, the necklace is like shifted round, the clasp is at the bottom, and I'm going like, ooh, and then I'm dancing to like Moulin Rouge. It wasn't my last drink. I tell you something as well. It wasn't my first drink. I'd been on Bloody Mary's and a margarita before that. It was about my fifth drink at that point. I was like, I'm still okay. Holly was just hilarious. She's been humped by her step. It's a raucous night, and I thank everyone for making such an effort. Honestly, I was overwhelmed with just joy. It was just such a great time.
There was no like awkward moments or any like, you know, people do have to get all the taxis. There was no one going like, well, I've got that. Well, not that I saw anyway. Everyone just got on with it. It was fucking great.
It really was.
Went together.
And, fantastic. Like, a karaoke just was like, boom, like, no one was embarrassed. And the thing is, when there's more of you, you're less exposed. And because the room, it wasn't massive, but it's small enough, and we were all kind of bunched in. And it just felt like, oh, yeah, this is good. You know, I loved it.
And I think, because it feels like you just stood up in a crowd when actually, when you're performing, you don't have to necessarily, like, when you're in a club and you have to go and get on the stage, you know, to do the karaoke and everyone's watching you. In those rooms, it's actually really fun, even though you know everyone in them, because everyone's just like getting the drink and singing along, and oh, it's just fantastic.
So good, so good. I saw my old friend Michael from Lapland, who hasn't been, I don't often see him. Ruth came along and brought her lovely dog Poppy, who was the star of the show at brunch. Yeah. Everyone was loving Poppy.
Oh, I know. She was an angel. She knew there was food coming, that's why. Also, Ruth really wanted to stay for karaoke, but her husband was like waiting for her, like Phil was waiting for her, wasn't he? And she was like, I'm so tempted to stay, but it'll be an awful journey home if I don't go now.
She made the right decision. I mean, because as well, after having 2 hours of non-stop drinking and bottomless, like you're ready for karaoke, like you're ready to do it. But she made the right decision, because I mean, that got messy. We just got onto the wine and then, oh, God, what a great day. What a great day. honestly, overwhelmed. Will say, though, my vocals weren't in the best form. I mean, I was just shouting by the end. Yeah,
I was just shouting. Luckily, actually, Freddie did put Barry Manilow on for me, didn't he? He's put the Copacabana on.
Oh, yes.
And I've realised that, like, I actually know it all. And it's not that hard to sing. So I remember turning around, actually, at one point. And I think it was Holly and Kirsty and Yasmin were like, okay, they were all sat there going, oh, I've never read the lyrics before. It's a sad story, isn't it? I was like, it's a sad tale. It's a sad tale, guys. And we were all taking it really seriously. Like, it's such a sad story when you read the lyrics.
Also, apparently, like, I was like, Roshni, you're not committing to these lyrics. Sing properly. And she was like, okay. Oh, dear.
Oh, my God, so good.
I do take my karaoke very, very seriously.
Who did you do I Know Him Too Well with in the end? I can't remember now.
I Know Him So Well. It was with Ben, seriously.
Too
Ben.
Well. Oh, yeah. I think I helped. Did I help Ben out? I think I did.
I gave him the Elaine part, and I should have been Elaine. He should have been Barbara.
Yeah, there's no way he was reaching those notes. Always be Barbara.
Well, there was no way I was, but I don't know why. I was like, you're Elaine. I'm always Elaine.
Yeah, you know Elaine's part better.
I know both. Okay, well, all we've done is just discuss my birthday that no one really listening was there, but I hope you've got a feel for how it was.
It was great.
Until next time, I want to do it again, but obviously those type of things you can't do every month, but I'm desperate to just do it again. We'll have to do it another time.
We should do an annual thing. We could do a Fab Life Christmas night out and like try and recreate it. Because literally everyone on the table does listen, apart from Freddie, which was hilarious because everyone was like, I don't believe that you don't listen. And he was like, yeah, I don't listen. And everyone was like, but we love it when you come in with a cup of tea or like, and he was like, yeah, I just don't listen to it because it just like is weird for me to listen. And everyone knew who he was. It was really funny for him.
Well, what about the fact that Freddie and Stuart were wearing pretty much identical tops, which was just hilarious, and then they were sat next to each other at brunch? That was just great.
You were like, it's like before and after. I was like, it really is.
Oh my god, well, I put the first drink last drink on my TikTok and someone commented being like Freddie with love heart emojis. So he obviously fancied a bit of Freddie. Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna go on and fucking troll them. I won't really.
I'm going to go on and make sure they're not following Freddie.
Bitch. He doesn't have TikTok. He doesn't even use his Instagram, let alone TikTok. He doesn't even know what it is. It's like, is that a new clock?
Well, I, we need to recover. I need a detox. Thanks for coming, Lauren. Thanks for making it such a fab time. And here's to being 32. Do I have any... Well, we should ask ourselves this. Do we have any birthday resolutions for
birthday
turning?
Birthday resolutions.
Because it's just been your one recently as well. I don't... What shall I be? Well, my resolution is to move back to London.
Yeah, and that's imminent. You're going to be back here before Crimbor, embedded, back in. It'd be like you never left, you know? It's going to be so fab. What's mine? Mine's just like to make dolly sticks. Like I said this at the beginning of the year, just keep plugging away. Keep plugging away. Get rich from that dolly sticker. Get a kitchen full of amazing bakers. But I mean, that's far off. But watch this space, you know.
Well, until then, we will still be doing our weekly podcast. If you haven't already, do leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Or if you watch on YouTube, do give us a little comment, a little thumbs up. And if you follow us on Instagram at FabLifePod, interact with us.
Interact with us, guys.
I was so close to getting that right. But interact with us. We type better than we speak.
It was almost like a pre-record until that little blunder, wasn't it?
Though? Really, really was. I'm sweating still. It's been a struggle. I'm glazed over like some sort of donut.
Love it.
So I can't wait to go back to... We're going to think like 22 degrees is cold now, aren't we? We're going to be like, my God, it's freezing. Put a jumper on.
Going to climatise. It's not good.
Yeah.
I know. Thanks for listening, y'all. We'll be back
Thanks
next week.
So
Let
much.
Us know, like Lee said on Fab Life Pod, if you want us to talk about anything specific. The DMs are always open. So until next time, this has been episode 22 of season 2 of Fab Life
with Lauren and Lee.